Hello and welcome to Sticky Wickets, the only cricket podcast that thinks they could face Mark Wood without a helmet. As ever, I'm joined by Dom, who definitely didn't have a rant after the last podcast because he was hungry. But today we're lucky enough to be joined by three members of the University of Nottingham men's cricket team. Tom Hooper, the head of social media, Finlay Grosfield's vice president, and Freddie Thompson. How are you guys?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
Lovely to meet you all, guys. We're going to delve into how new students can get involved and what the season looks like so far. But of course, we've got to start with the URN Super Over. This is where me and Toby give our guests six quickfire questions and we need quickfire answers. Toby, if you want to start it off.
Yeah, so just to make it easier, why don't we go from left to right on here? So we'll go Freddie, Tom and Finn in that order, makes it easier. So number one, which athlete from any other sport would you like to see play cricket?
Maybe Clarkson. I think it'd be a good number six, come in and biff the ball about and field at first slip. I reckon he's got a bit safe pair of hands, to be honest. So yeah,
I'd probably go with Sergio Aguero. You can do it all on the pitch on a football field, so why couldn't you do it on a cricket field?
Similar reasons, I want to go Cristiano Ronaldo because he's just a natural athlete and he can hit a ball a long way.
Very interesting. What would you rather have, a Lord's Test Fifer or a Lord's Test 100?
Definitely the ton. Putting the helmet off is pretty alpha. Can't really do much. When you put the ball up, it doesn't look as alpha, does it? So yeah, definitely the ton.
No, as a bowler, definitely be the Fifer.
That's a loose term, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think it's just, I think it's more of an achievement, really. Batsmen don't run as much, don't field as much, just sort of stand at slips and then... You know, so yeah, definitely the Fifer.
As an all-rounder, I'd probably actually rather go batting. It'd be interesting to see which one's got more batters or bowlers. So I think for me, like Fred said, the ton at Lords would just be incredible, especially with a full crowd. That would just be, you know, the most alpha thing, I think.
Yeah, we've got quite a few different answers for that. Some people going for one, some for the other. So it's good to see we're split down the middle over there as well. So what has been your favourite match you guys have seen live or on TV?
I saw the World Cup semi-final when we smashed the Aussies, and just anytime you beat the Aussies is good, but when it's the World Cup final and then you've got to see it on the test, like the Amazon Prime thing, that was just class to watch. So yeah, that for me.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. I was at the second day of the Ashes Edgbaston test in 2015 when Stephen Finn got 2-2, and even though it's probably not a moment that'll stand out to that many people, to be there live, like the atmosphere was unreal. So
I think for me, well, the one that sticks out for me is when I went to, so lucky enough to go to Cape Town, South Africa. Went to watch 4 out of 5 days. And the only day I didn't watch was Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow's, you know, 700 partnership, whatever it was. So for me, that's the one that stands out for me, when Bavuma got the century and I was crying to my mum that we did get to watch. But yeah, that's for me.
Yeah, that's good to see that the World Cup final hasn't been the main answer. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, well, I think live, obviously, that's one of the main, the best one, or the Jack Leach one. But I think after watching a few things live, they stand out a bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, finals day as well.
Finals day, sorry?
We all went last year, didn't we? The most recent.
One before COVID,
Okay. We'll delve into that in a bit later. But what song would you like to walk out to bat to?
Oh, dearie me.
Oh, I'm going to go Greatest Day, Take That. I honestly think that'd go down a treat. Everyone would be joining in, whether they like it or not.
Yeah. What's the Peter Wright one that he walks out to the darts? Having a party, that one. They just get the crowd going.
I'd just get anything from Blunt.
James
Blunt gets me going.
And what are three essentials of cricketing tea, then?
A cup of tea, as long as that's sorted and that's nice and it's got the right consistency of milk and all that.
Good sandwiches. You've got to have good sandwiches. If they've got crap fillings in, then...
What's your favourite filling, then, Hoops?
Egg
and cress, I'm out.
It's not egg and cress. Maybe, like, chicken and salad, something like that. Yeah, you know, nice. You've got your protein, your veg, all that.
I think a good tea is defined by what they're hot meals provide, as in little, if they've got, you know, if they've got a little bit of pizza or some hot sausage rolls or wings or something, anything that, you know, you put in the oven, made a bit of an effort for, I think that's, for me, the standout.
Fair play. I think we'll know the answer to this. A Lords pavilion day at the test match or in the Holly stand for finals day?
Got to be Holly's all day long.
Yeah, 100%.
Holly's class day. Oh,
yeah. So where were you sat for finals day then?
Literally front row, middle of the Hollies. Yeah. So
we're on TV about 6 or 7 times.
We went to Scooby Doo gang,
and I was the opposite. I was sat with my dad and my brother in the family stand, sneaking a couple of pints when they do it. The stewards weren't looking for it, so quite the contrast. But.
So were you guys in front of the Mr. Motivator display, or was that a year before?
Not that I remember. Was that year before?
It depends what time of the day. I think we might have forgot that. It might have been.
Just a hot day, I think.
Yeah. Well, that was a great super over. It's lovely having a few guys on. It really shows a diverse bunch of answers. Let's talk about University of Nottingham men's cricket side. Could each of you give us one reason why young lads who are just getting into cricket should join the university team?
I think it's just the inclusivity and how good of friends everyone becomes by the end of it. So at the start, for example, first year, you're sort of always with your halls or course mates or whatever. And then when you join the cricket club, everyone just seems like the exact same as you. Everyone thinks the same. Everyone has the same interests. And it's just such a good bunch of lads, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think when people say you come to uni and you find people that are similar to you, realistically, if you enjoy cricket and you like cricket, then you're going to meet people the same as you at the cricket club. And I think that's what we all found when we joined, and now we're sort of bearing the fruits of that, really.
Yeah, couldn't really say anything more, to be honest, apart from the fact that, you know, it's just a great sport to be involved in, whether you are good enough to be a playing member, still training, or even just as a social member. I think the socials really, you know, add a lot to uni life, and I'm sure we'll delve into them a bit later on. But yeah.
How many members do you guys have then?
I'd say playing members is about 80, 90. It depends on that. So a lot of people like trial and then maybe it's not for them or whatever, and more people join in. But it's normally about 80 you choose between the teams. And then there's about 20 social members probably.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
It's going up every year though. The social members are really climbing, which is really good to see.
No, that's good to hear. Some lads might be put off by the fear of an embarrassing initiation ceremonies. And I'm sure that doesn't happen at your guys' club. But what sort of atmosphere should new players expect when they join?
I think from what I found, certainly, I mean, I joined second year and I don't know, there's this stereotype in there about sports clubs where it's like this big, scary environment. Everyone is like, no, it's true, everyone drinks loads. And I don't know, it seems very different when I joined. Like, I don't know, it's more easy going. There's still obviously that, you know, everyone goes to have a good time. The socials are still loose and whatnot. But I don't know, it's much more of a friendly, relaxed environment, I found. Obviously, there can be that side if it needs to be, and if people want that to be the case, but I think you get the best of both.
I think there's a good balance.
Yeah,
and everyone sort of the senior members sort of know. Obviously, they've been through it themselves as a freshman. They sort of know the levels you go to and when it's not right to do what you want and whatever. So everyone's sort of quite respectful of how far you can take it and when you need to take a step back or whatever. So
absolutely.
It sounds like you guys have got it to a nice balance where there's quite a lot of fun, but no one takes it too far. Sounds quite fun, actually.
You should join, lads.
You'll just see why. I was never the best cricketer. My mates called me the white Samit Patel, it's fair to say. I was never the best. What could I do if I wanted to join the club but probably wouldn't get into the first 11?
Well, so at the start of the year, obviously, we do trials and we let about 40, 50 people in. And then from that, so if you get through to that, obviously that's not the first team, that's down to the fours. And we're looking to a fifth team as well next year. So hoping to bring more players in. But we also just run an Engage, don't we? Which is, so it's called Engage. We started it 2 years ago, and it's where every week it's normally the first team members or anyone in the committee sort of coaches anyone that didn't make it into the club. So it's a free net session for anyone who wants to join. And through that, we've had people impress us so much that they actually get into the club, just like snuck through the back. So it's quite a good opportunity for anyone that wants to play any cricket at uni, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I think me and Dom might have to have a look into that come down for the next session. Absolutely. And then maybe be first team, perhaps, in a few years' time. Maybe.
Never know. Never know.
Yeah, so adversely to that, what is the standard of the first team, what have they got in the past few seasons?
Yeah, so we're in the Midlands 1 tier, but we are definitely looking to get promoted to this, because I think it's the Premier Division. Most of the first team members have played county, and they're currently playing in the Premier, is it called the Premier Division?
Yeah, Premier Division.
And yeah, we've the season before COVID, I think we came top, but we missed out because some run rate or whatever to get promoted. So we're definitely looking to move up that in the coming years. But it is quite a high standard, but it definitely doesn't stay that way throughout the whole team. So I wouldn't be scared off by just how good the first team is.
The difference between sort of the ones and maybe the lower half of the twos and the rest is quite big, in terms of the ones are obviously the classic players, the really good players, know what they're doing. Whereas it's sort of the threes, fours, and the rest is sort of, club cricket standard. You're playing twos back home, maybe a couple first team, depending on where you're from. I think that really binds us all together as a team really nicely. The fact that we have these, really good players, and you've got players that aren't as good, but we still go out on the same social, still go training together, all that stuff. And it really helps elevate the lower players, especially as well.
Have you guys had any recent graduates play sort of county level over the past few years, or? Or not so much.
Sean that graduated last year had played Middlesex twos. Quite a few of them move off to play in Australia, so they get signed off there and they do a year there or two. But I don't think anyone's gone professional.
Not that I know of, but obviously the fresher who's playing Leicestershire second team at the minute as well. So he should be should be one for the future, I think.
Well, there's always hope for us.
Don't write us. Jamie Vardy for cricket, that's what we're aiming for.
I have wintered well, though.
So are you guys all in the first team or something in seconds? How does it work?
So Fred's going to be modest, but Fred will be in the ones this year. We were going to be twos captain last year, weren't you? But
prefer my safety of the twos.
Definitely ones. I think I'm twos, and then Hooper's.
I'll just slot in wherever. If I'm needed 12th man for the ones, I'll play there. If I can't get in the fours, then that's also.
You're quite a good scorer.
Just all round.
Just a motivator.
Mascot. If you like.
Yeah. So have you guys got any favourite matches that stand out in your mind while playing for uni? Maybe a final of a competition or a game that went down right to the wire.
Two are going to be the only ones that can answer that.
Warwick away, it was my second game for the first team. Batted a bit like donkeys, got about 140, and then they were about 60 for one. And then basically a run out changed everything. Then we just went in animals, and then got them all out for 100. So we just they lost 9 wickets for 40 runs, and it was just, it was just quite a good team atmosphere that day. So I'd probably go with that one.
I think for me, definitely, possibly the first game I think I played for uni was in the 3v4s, so we're pre-season, and I think we were, we had Easter holidays late, so this was actually a book season, so we're in the same league, and the atmosphere was just incredible. It was the first game of season, so we had sort of everyone there that wasn't playing in the ones and twos. Plenty of chat in the especially in the field. We did if you got a duck, you had to punishment or something, and then very nervous to get off the mark and stuff like that. That was definitely my favourite game.
Just not Loughborough twos.
Yeah, that was hard.
Oh, fair enough. It sounds like you guys have a great social side of cricket. And what could some of the socials, what could some freshers look forward to when all of COVID's sort of done and we can go to pubs?
I think in a usual year, obviously, things would have looked very different. I mean, obviously, they've got a lot to look forward to. It's going to be hard, isn't it, when we come back, because things are obviously starting to open up when it's almost the end of the academic year. So we'll obviously try and fit a few bits in at the end. But I think looking towards next year, that we'll hopefully get a full calendar of socials in. I mean, obviously, it won't be us that are taking over and organising. It'll be onto next year's committee. But I mean, definitely that we run loads of different things,
Events for whatever's going on. Darts, horse racing, just anything that we can sort of change up from normal. Just pubs, drinking. It's just a nice little change up, I think.
Yeah.
We have a few staples we call it the Gascoigne social because it gets quite messy. just beer pong. So that a huge club competition of beer pong that goes quite well. I know we did X Factor first year. That was an interesting one. Yeah. So the freshers were all the dressed up as a woman singer. I think I had Madonna. I don't know who you had.
Yeah.
Richard Susan Ball. Yeah. That's quite a fun one.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot. Everyone, you change it up every year depending on like what events are on or whatever, but yeah. they're all pretty good. We've got three social sects that all work together. So they normally come up with something pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a shame that you guys can't really have that this year or the last. Without Corona, would you guys be able to go on tours? Because I think you might need a media team that could go on tour with you. Maybe, maybe if you go to Sri Lanka, I know two lads who might be willing to help you out. But do you guys have any tours?
Well, I think this is the perfect time to tell you. We're due to go to Barbados on the 21st of June. I mean, obviously, there's still stumbling blocks to go with COVID and everything. That is the plan, though, currently, 21st of June. We're due to go for 8 days. So there's 23 of us going. All due to be going. So yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah.
Very excited for that one.
That should be good.
So if you just give me those two numbers, I'll get in touch with them.
I can't wait to be on a press tour for Barbados. You guys will pay for us, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. That was committee fun.
That's good to hear. I mean, me and Dom, we're really looking forward to this now, obviously. what's your season looking like so far? Because obviously COVID, it might be a bit affected. Have you got a full schedule, do you guys know? And how many matches do you normally play?
Yeah, so our Bucks season, Bucks said about a month ago that the season will be on, but there's not going to be any promotion or relegation. So they've, because like, for example, Scotland normally join in our leagues, but they can't. So all the leagues are slightly changed. But like the full fixture list is out. Pre-season starting in less than 3 weeks, I think. Early April, so that'd be a bit of a cold one. But yeah, we've got some pre-season games and then tour. So overall, we'll probably get about 8 to 10 games if you play all of them, including pre-season and tour. So it's looking pretty positive. It's just making sure Bojo doesn't come up with any other tricks. But otherwise, I think everything's happening.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and we can't wait to get on board to Barbados. It should be a great trip. Like we said, best of luck and we hope Nottinghamshire has the best season. If you want to listen to some more of our interviews, we've interviewed the women's team. That was a great interview. Ellie Oldroyd and Ian Cobain, the Gloucester cricketer. Follow us on Instagram, subscribe to us on Apple and Spotify, and please leave reviews. It does help us get noticed. Lads, thanks again. Been a delight and go well.
Cheers, boys.
URN. That's the wicket, and the expression changes immediately. Number 600 for Jimmy Anderson.